And we're joined by today's second place finisher, Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24, Exalta, Texas A&M School of Engineering Chevrolet, ninth career top five finish at Texas Motor Speedway for Jeff. You gambled there, took two tires at the end. Talk about the strategy and again, the gamble to go for the win.
Yeah, it was a great call. I think Alan learned a lot in California when we took four. We felt like that didn't go so well for us. So we were. I mean, I think being coming in sixth, you're in that position that you can gamble. You're not going to win it with four. You're not going to win it with none. So I think that was a good call. And I feel very fortunate to finish second. I mean, Joey was the class of the field there the second half of the race. So. I knew it was going to be hard to hold those guys off, and so I got a pretty good restart, and so I was happy about that, and got through one and two. I was shocked I was leading off of two, to be honest. So I wish I would have run a little bit higher down three and four, because I'm sure Joey was just going to go wherever I didn't, but I probably would have been a little bit better off in the top, and then he crossed over and got in the back of me pretty good. So at that point, I was just thinking, I just want to finish. And looked out my mirror, and those guys were racing hard behind me. So it's a great, great second place finish for us.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News for Jeff Gordon, please. Jeff, I don't even know if you noticed, there were some odd occurrences early in the race, from a jet dryer harming some cars to two of your teammates having some misfortune. Were you conscious of that? And if so, did it have any effect upon your approach the rest of the way?
Yeah, that was odd. You know, we drove. When we left pit road at the beginning of the race, drove by those two jet dryers down the back, and we were all just kind of casually going by it. And that last one, it about blew all of us over. I mean, it was. I thought it damaged my car as well. So it got my attention, and when I heard that the two had trouble, I told my guys, I said, I'm not surprised, because I thought it about tore the cowl flap off on mine or pushed in the right side. So I was concerned. We all started avoiding that one, and I told him, mark that one, let us know if that one's on the track from that point forward. But still, that was pretty odd. I'm not sure what's more odd, that happened or that NASCAR allowed those guys to repair those things. I had a piece of concrete fly through my front end one time at Martinsville. I don't remember him ever letting me repair the car. But I hate that happened with Junior and that Jimmy got caught up in that. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't spoke to either one of those guys to know what happened there.
Nate Ryan, USA Today Sports. For Jeff, you were joking a couple of weeks ago about your restarts being a little bit weaker as of late. Can you take some solace in the fact that, I assume you read that restart was pretty good. It was more about just tires and not letting it slip away.
Yeah, no, I was very happy with it. I mean, it's something that we're focused on. I'm focused on trying to do a better job. California didn't go so well, but I feel like all year long our restarts have been really good other than that. Some of it's in the car, some of it's in the setup, and most of it's in me. So, today was, on that particular one, was just all about not spinning the tires too much. And so I tried to carry a little bit more speed to the line, because I knew that those guys had an advantage with the newer tires and got a pretty good start. So, I was, like I said, I was surprised we weren't four wide going into one, because it was just so easy with those old left sides to spin the rears.
Jerry. Jeff. And Kyle Busch. Guy on the end down there says he's excited to go to Darlington next week. Do you guys share that with him? Have y'all talked to him about this track at all?
Well, that tells you what kind of talent he has. When a guy is looking forward to going to Darlington and rim rides up there on the top and is doing the stuff that he's doing. By the way, Joey's not young. He's young. Joey's like a veteran now compared to this guy. But, yeah, I mean, I think the top guys in the sport, whether it's when they first come in or still today, they look at Darlington as a challenging racetrack, but one they look forward to because, the skills that it takes to run good there and run up against the wall, and sure, this Kyle would say the same thing, and so I'm not surprised, no.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News. One more for Jeff, if I could, please. There's still 19 more chances to get the win in the regular season, but is it all the pressure very small rising, or is it still too early to look at that?
No, I mean, the pressure is always there to win. You always want to win. Winning benefits you, whether it's this point system or any other point system. You know, winning is the ultimate, and that's what we're all out there to do. And, you know, it's important to be consistent because that helps get you in a position more often to win. But, you know, I think every race that goes by that there's a different winner, then the pressure gets more intense. And you just got to go, you know, look at that next opportunity and try to put yourself in that position to go win it. You know, I'm real happy with the way our team's performing this year and feel like we've kind of missed a couple opportunities. But we're also running really strong that I know that, and we're consistently running strong that I know that that opportunity is going to come for us.
Any other questions, Holly? Gentlemen, thank you very much.
That you're not sure of if they've been asked yet.